Malcolm Turnbull isn't the only Conservative leader facing a disturbing trend in the polls. Across the ditch, New Zealand PM Bill English has seen a commanding lead over the Labor Party evaporate, with just over a month to go in the election campaign. The turnaround has coincided with Labor dumping its former leader for the 37-year-old former DJ Jacinda Ardern, prompting one commentator to dub her the Josiah. For more, I was joined by Claire Levett, the Deputy Political Editor at the New Zealand Herald.
It's looking like being a very close election at this point in time. It was looking like it might be a walkover for National. The National Party, which is the Conservative Party, and then it has swung around in more in Labor's favour after they changed leaders at a very late stage of proceedings.
So that was only a few weeks ago that Jacinda Ardern took the Labor leadership, wasn't it?
3 weeks ago today.
And so what have the polls been like since then?
Labor has shot up stratospherically from the low 20s to 37. National is around 44 to 48, depending which poll you look at. But the main casualties of Labor's ascendancy have been the Green Party, which are plummeting down to survival levels, really, because we have a proportional representation system. They need 5% to get back in, and one poll now has them at 4%, down from 15.
So does that mean it's cancelled out the gains that Labor has made?
Not necessarily, because they have chipped away about 4 points from National as well. So usually, like, the small parties were riding quite strongly, and now it's come down to very much a two-horse race. So all of the supporters will start buckling in behind either National or Labor. The small parties will squeeze. We have a New Zealand First Party as well, which is a more nationalist party. They are somewhat akin to your First Nation, but slightly more watered down. And they are still holding up fairly well.
So you mean Greens, like our One Nation party?
Yeah, your One Nation.
So could they be the kingmakers here in a hung parliament, perhaps?
Yeah, they are still in the point of being kingmakers.
You wrote that people are calling Jacinda Ardern the Josiah. Where did that come from?
That was a comment that a right-wing commentator actually made on Twitter. That was the first time I saw it. Many phrases have sprung up around her name. There's Jacinda Mania, people are calling it, the Jacinda Effect, just because she's so popular.
The political orthodoxy is that you need to give leaders time before an election for people to get to know them, but she's only been the leader for a few weeks, so how is she managing to get this effect?
It's partly because she's so different from Prime Minister Bill English, and because she is a lot like, a lot of Australians will know about our former Prime Minister, John Key. In some ways, she's a lot like him. She communicates like him. She presents very well. She's approachable. She's likeable. She doesn't go into attacks. And she's just a very good communicator. And people talk to her. And because Labor have been down in the dumps for 9 years now, and so they saw someone they could hang their hopes on, and off they all went.
And I noticed that the former Labor PM, Helen Clark, has made a public appearance to support Jacinda Ardern. What's the significance of her coming out publicly?
Fairly big for inside the Labor Party. It's the first time that we've seen Helen Clark at a Labor Party event since she left in 2009. That was partly because she was the head of the UN Development Programme, and it's not seemly to dabble in domestic politics when you're in such a role. She didn't come to any of these previous leaders' events or anything, but now she's back in the country, more or less, and they're getting more involved, and she's more or less well-endorsed Jacinda. There was quite a moving photo of them both kind of hugging, because Jacinda used to work for Helen Clark as an advisor when Helen was minister.
And forgive Australia for being a little bit self-interested here, but since the run-in between Julie Bishop and the Labor Party last week over the Barnaby Joyce citizenship saga, has that played at all in the election campaign in New Zealand?
It was an amusing distraction. I don't think anyone really took it that seriously. So it kind of provided yet another mad moment of our campaign where we've had leaders quitting left, right and centre, and that was a kind of two-day story. But no one took it that seriously. I mean, Australia and New Zealand are very long friends, and it takes a bit more than that to break the relationship.
Claire Trevett, Deputy Political Editor at the New Zealand Herald.